What a world! Welcome all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blogging, theboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB, and from right here as your humble host, on to The Ocho. It is Thursday, the third day, September 23rd. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, and that you are pumped, because it is Cowboys-Eagles week. Very exciting times. Monday Night Football, Dallas and Philadelphia will square off, meet off. I don't know exactly what the term is. I've forgotten. But it's going to be a great game, division game. Cowboys going to get to 2-1. We have a lot of fun stuff coming your way, lots of cross-pollination. Obviously, you heard the NFC's mixtape earlier this week with myself and Brandon Gowden from Bleeding Green Nation. We'll definitely have some more kind of, you know, behind enemy lines type things as the game gets closer, both here on the podcast network and on our YouTube channel. But let's get you caught up on what's happening with America's team. First things first, the Dallas Cowboys have a new cornerback on their practice squad, specifically. Specifically, Holton Hill is now a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Gives them some corner depth. Obviously, I don't think it's hard to figure out that Anthony Brown is not somebody who is, you know, making them happy. And I'm not saying Holton Hill is an immediate threat to Anthony Brown's, you know, spot on the team or spot on the roster or anything like that. But, you know, you can never have enough corners. The Cowboys had an extra practice squad spot available. So, you know, Holton Hill, welcome aboard. Yesterday was a notable day as Randy Gregory, you know, it was reported earlier in the week. Not really reported. Mike McCarthy announced that Randy Gregory would be returning on Wednesday from the reserve COVID-19 list. Obviously absent last week for the Cowboys. And, you know, hey, having Randy back is a huge thing, huge boost of confidence for this defense, and certainly a defense that we're excited to continue to see improve and, you know, see Dan Quinn tinker with things. But Dan Quinn is going to have to tinker, because while Randy Gregory is back, Keanu Neal is now on the reserve COVID-19 list. He did not test positive, was the report, but he was deemed a high-risk close contact. So our thoughts are definitely with Keanu Neal and his family. You know, we're here to talk about football, obviously, but the most important thing is Keanu Neal's health, his family's health. So we hope that all is well there. It's possible the Cowboys could be without him on Monday night. He has played a lot for them in terms of the volume of snaps at the linebacker spot. And so, you know, the natural kind of thought, I think, for everyone when we all saw this news was, okay, well, maybe Micah does float back. Obviously talking about Micah Parsons to linebacker and just dominates there. Because now we know that Micah Parsons will dominate anywhere. So put him at linebacker if Keanu Neal has to miss this game. However, Micah Parsons, even with Randy Gregory back in the fold, might still have to play defensive end. Why? Well, on Wednesday afternoon, ESPN's Todd Archer reported that the Cowboys are likely to be without two players. Mike McCarthy did say on Monday that Dorrance Armstrong was dealing with an ankle issue in the aftermath of the win over the Chargers, and that Carlos Watkins was dealing with a knee thing. So you've got two defensive linemen along the interior and outside, obviously. And ESPN's Todd Archer noted that they are likely to be without them, which, again, could mean Micah Parsons is now necessary at the defensive end spot. So lots of, you know, moving parts for the Cowboys so far. It's crazy to think. I mean, you know, I'm going to leave off somebody, but, you know, the players the Cowboys have had to be without at different points this season, and we are only at week three. Like, we're not even through week three. Today is the Thursday of week three. Michael Gallup, Lyle Collins, DeMarcus Lawrence, Randy Gregory, Noah Brown, Brandon Knight. I mean, now we're talking about Keanu Neal potentially, Dorrance Armstrong, Carlos Watkins, Donovan Wilson. I knew I would forget somebody. And then you count the players who obviously haven't technically been on the active roster this season. Your Tristan Hills, your Kelvin Josephs. I mean, you know, there's a lot of players and a lot of defensive players that the Cowboys have had to be without. A defense that, by the way, currently leads the NFL in takeaways. So, you know, maybe you think that's a bit of a hollow stat. You know, maybe you don't totally buy into it. But the point is, there have been a lot of things happening to the Cowboys defense, and they've powered through two games. It's a very small sample size, but it is impressive nonetheless. So we'll see how the Cowboys ultimately handle their latest issues in terms of roster scenarios, is I guess how we'll put it. But Thursday Night Football tonight, Panthers and Texans. We always root for AFC teams over NFC teams. I mentioned this on the live stream that we did. By the way, we will be obviously posting those live streams on Wednesday morning / Tuesday nights in place of an Ocho for that day. So you'll hear from me and different people in the B2B universe. But I mentioned this. The Carolina Panthers play tonight on Thursday, and the Dallas Cowboys play on Monday. So the Panthers play at the earliest point in the week, and the Cowboys play at the latest point in the week. And they play each other next week. You know, and to be fair, the Cowboys experienced this on the positive side of things after week one when they came off a Thursday game and the Los Angeles Chargers came off of a Sunday game. So not exactly the same thing, you know, plus it was week one to two, so you know, a little bit different. But I don't know how that happens. But, you know, for what it's worth, the Cowboys are at home for both of these games. You can kind of, you know, take it a number of different directions. But we will be, you know, putting something out on this probably next week after the Cowboys beat the Eagles, kind of looking at how rest does impact things. So be on the lookout for that at the site. Make sure to check out blogontheboys.com. Subscribe here to the Blog on the Boys podcast network. Leave a rating, write a review. Those things make us so happy, and they really do help us out so much. Subscribe to the Blog on the Boys YouTube channel. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at RJ Ochoa, and you can do me a huge favor, and you can have the absolute best Thursday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you manana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.